bring on Jocko, Mike Jocks of KHBS 4029 up in Northwest Arkansas. Jocko, spring game, red-white game, whatever you want to call it, it's done. It's over with. The 15 practices, first 15 practices of the Brett Bielema era are over with. Your thoughts on what you saw Saturday there in Fayetteville?
Hang on just a second, Trey. I'm looking through my emails, and I'm trying to find my invite that I must have looked over for the Buzz golf tournament. I'm still looking, but it must have gotten, I don't know if I passed it over somewhere in time or, but.
We sent it to you, Mike, but I got a response back that said your email could not go through to this.
Yeah,
to this
that
gentleman.
I believe. And that worries me all the time when my email doesn't go through. So, but the spring game, I thought it went really well. I thought the first 15 practices of the Brett Bielema era went very well as far as, you know, installing offense and installing defense. I think that was the biggest thing was the guys getting used to the new coaches and the new coaches getting used to the players. I know that it probably didn't go as quickly as the coaches. The coaches kept talking about how they had to slow things down and make sure that everybody was on the same page. But I thought that in the end, what they were trying to establish really went well. And the spring game or the red-white game, whatever we're going to call it, I thought it went well. I thought that you know, the Hawks looked a lot more disciplined than they did maybe the first scrimmage that I saw, you know, a couple of Saturdays ago, and then they've continued to improve, and they look a lot better. So I think that we saw some improvement from day one to, you know, day 15 of the practices. And I think in the end, I think the thing that comes out, you know, the biggest thing, the biggest story is that unless there was some act of Razorback God, that Brandon Allen will be your starting quarterback on August 31st.
It seemed like he Brett Bielema did everything but name Brandon Allen the starting quarterback.
Yeah, he came out after the red-white game, and, you know, he didn't exactly say it in so many words, but he said, listen, he's, you know, he's getting all the snaps with the number ones. He was out there today with the number ones. I haven't named any starters yet, but, you know, I think that if you read between the lines that it's now Brandon Allen's job to lose from here until August 31st when they play Samford at Razorback Stadium.
And like you said, you talked a little bit about the atmosphere. What player really impressed you the most?
I think there was, you know, I think there were different units that really impressed me. I thought the biggest thing that maybe stood out on the offense was the move. Braycook went from tackle to offensive guard, and Coach Bielema has talked continuously about how he wants to put players in the right spot to make them the best player possible, and not only for now, but, you know, in the future. And I think that's what he did at Wisconsin, was he's made a lot of pretty decent pro players from college, you know, to the NFL. So with winning and you know, somewhere in the middle. So I think that was the biggest move. And I thought that offensive line really played pretty well as a unit, not a lot of penalties, and just looked solid. And Brandon Allen impressed me. I think that now he's got charge of this offense. You know, I think that guys are starting to rally around him. You know, we'll see if he'll ever be as good as Matt Jones in the past, but you know, that's a big thing to live up to. But I think that the offense looked pretty good. And then on the defensive side, I saw guys for the first time in my years at Arkansas play the ball and not just kind of, you know, tackle the receiver on long passes. So it was nice to see defensive backs look like defensive backs and play the ball when it was thrown to them. But the defensive line, I think that's going to open some eyes this year. I think they, as a group, including Chris Smith, and I think that's the guy that stood out on defense. He's bigger. He seems faster. And he could be a guy that will not only play well next year, but could play at the next level.
Jocko, when you talk to players that obviously it's been tough what they've had to go through the past, let's say, 14 months, obviously, with Bobby Petrino and the motorcycle wreck, and last spring after that happened, and John L. Smith coming in and the season they had last year, and now Brett Bielema. What have they been telling you about this change?
It really seems, Trey, that now they've kind of are able to, you know, lift that, all the garbage that went on in the last 14 months, it seems like it's now gone. It's forgotten about. You can forget about Bobby and John Allen and all the turmoil that went with it last year and the losing record. I think that, you know, talking to Kiro Small and Chris Smith after the game on Saturday, that it seemed like, you know, they're believers now, that they understand what Bielema and the rest of the gang are bringing to the table, and they're believing in that, and I think that they now think that they have a good future. Now, it won't be, you know, we're not going to, they're not going to go 12-0 next year, but I do think that, you know, they think that they can do some big things, and, you know, that this is an improved atmosphere, so to speak. I think that guys believe in the system, and they're now believing in each other, and I think that, you know, like I said, it's not going to be, you know, they're not going to end the year number one, but they could solidify this program where 2 or 3 years down the road, it's going to be, you know, a 10, 11, 12-win season again.
Right, yeah, and my prediction is I think they'll win 6 games. I don't know what your prediction is, but what do you think, and you just talked about the D-backs looking better, what was probably the biggest weakness in the scrimmage that you think we need to make the most improvement on by the time camp gets here?
And I think, I would say 6 wins in a bowl, you know, even if it's a small bowl game, it's at least given more time to practice. And I think that that would be a good thing, and it'd be a, you know, taking little baby steps here to get to where they want to be again. But I just think that, you know, there's a lot of inexperienced players, you know, even though Coach Bielema has talked about he really likes how the wide receiver group has come together, I think that, you know, those guys, you know, they're going to have to work out who's going to be, you know, who's going to be the top guy or who's going to be the go-to guy. And you lose a guy like Kobe Hamilton, and it's hard to replace no matter who you got. But it seems like those guys have improved as a whole, but you don't know who's going to be the big-time go-to guy. And I think, you know, we're still trying to figure out what's going on at running back. You know, Buddha's coming in next year, and maybe he plays as a true freshman, because I know that Bielema started freshman at Wisconsin, and there was no problem with that. Or maybe you rotate, you know, Jonathan Williams in there and go from there. But I really think that on the offensive side, that's the deal. And I think no matter what, even though you saw guys playing the ball, I think, you know, linebackers and defensive backs, you know, there's still some concern about that. And you're going to have to see, you know, who works themselves out in the next, you know, in the next couple of months and asserts themselves in fall camp. And you know, you find the best guys and stick them in there. But I think those units still, you know, linebackers and defensive backs still need to improve for Arkansas to hang in there no matter how good the defensive line is.
I like the way you go ahead and use Alex Collins' nickname, Buddha.
Yeah, I don't think you need
to.
I think it's going to be, you know, just one, you know, it's like Jocko. It's just one, you know, one name. All you need is Buddha.
And you talked a little bit about the loss of Kobe Hamilton, and the thing that from watching some old Wisconsin tape and watching Coach Bielema's offense there, I think that could hurt us more than we think, because Coach Petrino's system was there's 4 or 5 receivers out there. There's always not just one go-to guy. But in Coach Bielema's system, you need a Kobe Hamilton. Like you said, you need one receiver to step up. That's that guy where if he's getting double teamed, okay, we have our other guy. But when it's man to man, that's the guy you're going to most of the time. And Kobe Hamilton was that guy. Who do you think could be that guy this next year?
You know, there's so many. You know, there's so many options. You know, yeah, Hatcher may be the one guy that steps up, and it just really, you know, I think that it's really an open. You know, it's an open case here. You know, every man I think has a chance at wide receiver, and Coach Bielema has talked about, you know, how he's loved the group and how much they've improved. But I think that it's really an open table for anybody to take charge. I just don't know who will be, you know, there's 4 or 5 guys that have a chance, but you just don't know at this point who could be that go-to guy. I think that the tight ends, you know, Owen Daniels was a player at Wisconsin that has done well with Houston. And they've had other tight ends that have gone on at Wisconsin. So I think that, you know, besides wide receiver, you might have a go-to, you know, go-to tight end that is going to be a staple in this offense.
Jocko, 51,000 plus. Is that a fair number?
You know, you always knew that. I think going in, no matter if there was like 5 people there, they were going to say it was over 45. It was going to be like 45.01, but I was at last year's spring game, and I was at this year's spring game, and there was more than 5,000 people there from last year to this year. So I don't think you know overestimated last year, but I think 51,088 was a pretty good estimation. I thought the crowd was big and it filled up, you know, both sides of the lower bowl. So it was a great crowd and a great atmosphere. I think that people are getting behind Coach B. So I think that's it's a good thing. But yeah, you know, I don't think they had, you know, I don't think Jeff Long went and counted individuals, you know, walked down the aisles and counted, but I'll give them 51,088.
And when you talk about the atmosphere, did they stay to the end? You know, was it something like that, or you know, kind of when they saw that it was winding down, did you have half of them leave?
I think I'd say about half of them left after the third quarter. At halftime, I thought everybody came back and you know stayed for a little bit. It was a beautiful day in Fayetteville, so it was, you know, it was hard to leave. I think, you know, the sun came out and it was a nice warm day, warm spring day. So I think they stayed for the most part, and then you know it kind of did trickle out. You know, a lot of younger fans were there, which is good to see. So it's hard to keep. You know, I have a hard time paying attention for that long. So I know the kids will have had a hard time as well. But it was good to see everybody. And after I left, after Coach Bielema gave his post game press conference, I stayed for some players and came out and Coach Bielema was out there taking pictures with people that stayed around, and he was taking pictures with kids and family and Tusk. So it was cool to see that, because I know in some of the previous regimes, not only here but other places, that doesn't happen.
Right.
You got to see a little bit of Brett Bielema before you made your way down to Arkansas in your days back in Wisconsin. Has he changed?
I think that, you know, I think he's got a lot more media savvy. I think when he started, it was kind of, you know, it wasn't overwhelming, but I think when he just has been able to communicate a lot better to not only, I think, the media, but I think that he's a better communicator from what I've heard from players that played for him in the past to players that play for him now. I just think that he's grown, and, you know, as a person, I think that, you know, what comes with, you know, being the head of a, you know, multi-million-dollar corporation is what, you know, college football is, and it certainly is for the Razorbacks. So I think that he's able to go out and be more fan-friendly, so to speak, but he's still able to take charge in the locker room when he has to, and take charge when he has to, you know, in front of the media and say what's on his mind and go from there. I think just about everybody now follows him on Twitter, and he's not afraid to speak his mind on Twitter to people that, you know, that give him some grief. And most of them are, unfortunately, my brethren from Wisconsin that are giving him grief. And I just love to see his reaction. And you know, just picks out random, I'm sure he gets a lot of them, and just picks out random ones and, you know, calls them out, and it's great.
And Coach has said a few times about the open door policy, especially to former players. Now, did you see who were there a lot of former players there? Did you see anybody that from years past up there?
Yeah, you know, Felix Jones was there, and Ryan Mallett, and even from, you know, the Greenwood Gunslinger was there as well, Tyler Wilson. So it was a good mix of you know, guys that had been gone for a little bit of time. And there were other guys who, unfortunately, we were the media people at University of Arkansas kept us on the other sideline. But so it was hard to, you know, go in there and mix and mingle. But, you know, those were probably the biggest names. And, you know, from talking to them after the game was done, it seems like, you know, that they're all buying into the system as well. I think that, you know, Coach Bielema, it probably is a strange situation to go back to your old school. You know, Matt, that, you know, when there's a new regime in there, it's, you may not feel as welcome as maybe you did under the old one, but I think that these guys are now welcome back. And, you know, once a hog, always a hog for these guys. So I think that it's a huge deal for them to come back and to be welcome back and continuing to keep this tradition alive.
Yeah, you're exactly right. When the coaches that coached you leave and it's a totally different staff, it is a little weird at first, but when like Coach Bielan was done, is welcome them with open arms, you feel like family.
I think that, you know, there's a Razorback Foundation golf outing coming up, the Northwest Arkansas Razorback Club, where they have lots and lots of former players come in. I think that's going to be another opportunity for Coach Bielema to reach out to these guys that have been in the program and to continue to be, you know, guys that go out into their communities and really help with recruiting as well. I know that Felix has been on, you know, I think Felix helped get, or or one of the former running backs, helped land Buddha, I think, a little bit. So it's a Darren McFadden did. He was tweeting out to Buddha and saying he looked good in, you know, cardinal and white, and he'll be wearing it next year.
Let's switch gears, Mike, to Razorback baseball. Obviously, they got a series win against Texas A&M this weekend, but give the bullpen, letting the team down. And I know people are going to say, well, the bullpen's been doing it all year long. The bats have let them down. And every game is crucial from here on out now. And when you have a 3-0 lead in a game and you have the pitching staff that Arkansas has, people are going to expect you to win that baseball game. They didn't do it Friday night, but they did bounce back Saturday, winning it in impressive fashion, and then winning again yesterday in a close one, 2-1.
Yeah, I think that's the big deal, is that, yeah, when your bats aren't working and you do score 3 runs, I think that it's, you know, it's obviously important that the bullpen holds that lead for the starters. I thought that, you know, Aston went out there and did a great job on Friday night. But I guess the thing is, you know, all year long they've been saying they want to win series. And I think they've won now 5 out of the last 6 series in the SEC. You can forget about, you know, unfortunately Nebraska, and that was not pretty. And, you know, it was a tough loss on last Sunday to LSU, going to extra innings, then give up some runs late. So I just think that these guys, you know, to me it feels a lot like last year where the pitching was great and the starting pitcher was great and still trying to figure out that bullpen. You just need those bats to get hot at the right time and win ball games, you know, 3-2 or, you know, 4-3 or even 2-1. But, you know, you put your head on last year, or put your hat on last year, and you just hope that in the end that that's the same situation that comes around and these guys are eventually able to hit. But, yeah, the bullpens, they've been worked out a lot, and hopefully it just works out at the right time when they get hot again and go back to Omaha.
And you got to think that Dave Van Horn definitely wants those bats to get hot sooner rather than later, because they're basically playing right now for a chance to host a regional. And if the crowd Saturday indicates the type of support that they get, and we all know that when the Razorbacks are playing well, the fans are going to show up. But 10,000 plus for a weekend, if they can get a chance to host, they're going to be able to put 11,000 in there, I think, when the Razorbacks play.
Yeah, I think that's true. I think that, you know, they're ready and waiting for that regional. They have to finish well. They have to do well here. You know, not only, I think they were one and done last year in the SEC tournament, but I think this year they, you know, have to win a couple games there. They have to play well coming down the end. And you're right, Dave Van Horn probably more than anybody wants to see those bats get going and hosting a regional. I think, you know, you can only, I wouldn't say lucky, but last year, you know, they went to Houston and won at Rice, and then the unbelievable Baylor series that they came back from. So it just, you know, you want those bats to get going sooner than later, and hosting a regional, I think, is the key to getting back to Omaha and doing some big things again.
When you look at the lineup that Dave Van Horn has put out there, and before this weekend series, in their last 8 games, 19 errors and only 19 runs. That's not a recipe for success.
No, that doesn't sound like Omaha to me, but I think that, you know, going to practice and seeing what they're continuing to work on, I think that, you know, I see more, you know, ground ball, you know, working on ground balls and working on fundamentals. You know, it shouldn't be like that this, you know, at this part of the season. But obviously Arkansas knows that this is some issues that they're having. And I think that they're continuing to work on it and still trying to find the best spots for people in the infield and the outfield. And hopefully that's the recipe that they get together finally and do some big things later.
Mike Jocks of KHBS 4029 joining us on the Arkansas Mailing Services Hotline. Mike, thanks so much for your time today, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Always a pleasure. I'm going to go look for that invite just so I find it.
We will definitely invite you next time we have a golf.
That sounds good.
It'll be this time next year, so put it on your calendar.
I'm writing it down right now.
You can do your show from down here.
I would love that.
How about that?
I would love that a lot.
We'll
always a pleasure,
soon,
Matt. Craig.
All right, thanks.
See ya.